September 2022. My name is Everett and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1579. We're talking today about I will explain to you why Nathan is the dumbest person to ever exist on planet Earth. This episode is brought to you by
Podbot.ai.
If you had not heard already, and I had not heard it until 5 minutes ago, the late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel has identified the man who he believes is the stupidest man in the world. What I know is this. The man in St. George is not the world's stupidest person. In the same way, when people talk about newspapers dying, or legacy TV dying, or that it is going to die, Microsoft's Nathan Meyer Vold believes that they are greatly overstating things. I think that the diversity of existing switches people are going to be making are great switches, too. Nathan Meyer Vold at Microsoft could make any phone call anywhere in the world. If you knew the number, even to Albania, and more or less that would pass. The new modes of communication, and the power of reducing the world, are going to transform how we think about things. It is going to completely change, not just the imaginative range of things that people can do, but also how much access people have. You are seeing, basically, a communication world that is broken down into two kinds of services. If you are living in the world today, with, say, video messages, you are thinking the world is all about having a few people beaming messages out to a lot of people. The one thing that is consistent, the one lesson that you learned consistent with the print world, is that people want information on every scale. You could make an analogy where people's internal company telephone exchange, which is the switch on the smallest scale, is very much like the mini computer. I cannot say whether or not the happiness the world thinks is bliss. There is always at least a twinkle of happiness to remembering things that people gave to us when they were here. These are just some of the people that were taken away from us, though they left us plenty to remember them by. When we summon up the courage to look outside of our personal bubbles, we will find many of the people who made our world better, in large and small ways, vanished before we were ready to let them go. For the rest of our lives, and those of our children, we will face people who are unwilling to live peaceably in a secular, pluralistic world, because they are desperate to reach paradise, and are prepared to destroy the very possibility of human happiness in the process. In practical terms, that means large numbers of people on the other side are going to die needlessly as we pursue our own national interests. If you are able to empty your boat crossing the world's rivers, nobody opposes you, nobody tries to hurt you. You may know all the mathematics of verse, but take the boat into the air you do not love. It will knock you out as surely as the turning of the earth. The men of your culture desperately wish to perceive the great gap between human beings and the rest of creation. The people of your culture hold fanatical tenacity to Mont's specialness. This mythology of Mont's superiority justifies the way people in your culture have done anything they want to do to the world, in much the same way that Hitler's mythology of Aryan superiority justified his doing anything he wanted to do to Europe. Some see that rags-to-riches stories are valued elsewhere in the world, not looked down upon the way it was in Chile. Some people are given an opportunity to acknowledge that perhaps Chile is not the best country in the world in every way. Leaving the Chilean bubble, where life is easy, where people stay home till your mid-20s, you have got maids, and do not really need to worry, is a wake-up call to realize that the rest of the world does not actually have everything like you. Both high-class and not-so-high-class Chileans need to get out of Chile and see what it is like to live in a society where services are great, people trust one another, and are generally kind to one another in everyday interactions. Upper-class Chileans generally do not interact with non-upper-class Chileans, except for service situations, so truly getting to know people of different backgrounds, people that do not have the same ideas, and do not come from the bubble, builds empathy and understanding of others they probably will not encounter if they remain in Chile. After all, if you believe that God made you ugly, then it is no stretch to believe that God hates you, too. Because ugly is a very negative term used in our culture, used to disparage people, mostly on the basis of appearance. Somehow, it seems that this critical information has been lost on the larger
culture, since, as the data from Google searches shows, people searching online for answers to their faith questions appear to presume that God is basically a judging, capricious tyrant, who applies oppression and suffering selectively to some groups, or that he makes some people ugly, while making others not. I do not know whether that is an awful man, a capricious man, or just someone who some people just do not think is that kind of likable or interesting. Of course, he is the one who is going to learn the truth. At each turn, we ended up with various people who predicted, "Oh, God, everybody else is going to die." Our species has come to believe that something as complex as the world should be ruled by an entity similar to humans, even if it is super powerful. Man has been captive to the world's geography, and geography's tyranny has run our lives. Ava's dreams about watching men might also be a performance, appealing to Caleb's vanity as a man, in much the same way that his mock sexuality appeals to Caleb's vanity as a man. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1579. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.
Podbot.ai